Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord, that we would have a time that we can gather and just sort of hold each other up in prayer and encourage one another to know that we're not alone in the trial that we face and the situations that we encounter. I had the privilege here today just to visit in a nursing home, to visit with some folks and to give the gospel out and to sing a song with them and give them an encouraging word in the Lord. But you know, many times in a nursing home, the people, it wasn't really a nursing home, but an adult daycare center, many of the people will be listening and some will come start listening and in just a few moments they have fallen asleep. That is, when you're ministering to people in different levels, you learn to expect certain things. When you're working, when you're ministering to them, there's business that must continue on. Sometimes in a church service, there are babies that cry, and you have to take care of that in order to continue on in preaching. Sometimes when you're in a jail cell preaching, jail service, there are people who may be rude to the gospel, and you have to learn to adjust for those situations. Standing out on the street corner and preaching, you hear people saying things as they pass by or ignoring you when you're giving out gospel tracts. All of these things let us know that we're not home yet. But those people in the nursing homes and in those adult daycare centers, they want to hear, but their bodies are wearing out, and you have to learn to adjust for those things like that. Not to speak too long. And then even the ministering to children in nursery centers, you know, children, little ones, having grandchildren, then talking to them about the Lord and to giving to them God's truth, to see them and pray for them to come to know Christ Jesus the Lord at a very early age. So we have all of these opportunities to minister, and there is someone who can minister to people on every level. Being a preacher, I get a chance to travel to many of these different areas, many of these areas of ministry, rather, hospitals, jails, nursing homes, adult daycare centers, nurseries, neighborhoods, knocking on doors, passing out tracts. There are many opportunities. And there is something for us all to do. You need to be flexible for God the Lord to use. Don't tell him that you won't do certain things or you don't want a certain kind of work. The Lord made you. Now, you can ask him. We always feel so inadequate when we're doing this work. We need God's grace and power in preaching his word, delivering his truth. We never get to the place where we say, oh, I can count on my intellect to get me through this, or I can count on my education to get me through this. I can count on my talent to get me. No. If you want things to last for all eternity and to have an impact on matters of eternity, then you'll have to do things in the Spirit. The Spirit of God is eternal, and he will give to us that strength. And you can give yourself to serve and to serving the Lord. He has a place for you to serve him. And you ask him, where would he have you to serve? What would he have you to do? And you get busy doing what right now, the thing that is before you. He would have you to evangelize or to pray, to give out gospel tracts, to go or whatever it is that you can do, but not what you can't do. Don't be sitting around frustrated that you can't do what the next person can, but there is something you can do. Our Heavenly Father, we ask for thy blessings again today, and we pray for thy power to minister thy holy word. In Jesus' name, amen. In the book of Genesis chapter 25, we have been looking again at the life of Abraham. Now we're going to start looking at the life of Isaac. And the scriptures say in verse 11, it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed Abraham's son Isaac. And Isaac dwelt by the well Lahorioi. So Isaac now is the one who is going to receive the blessings that the Lord had promised to Abraham. Abraham has died, but the Lord hadn't forgotten. The Lord has not forgotten what he said that he was going to do for Abraham and for his seed. And so indeed, there is the indication here that Isaac is still going to be blessed by the Lord. The scriptures say, and God blessed his son Isaac. In verse 12, we are given a list of the generations of Ishmael. Ishmael, of course, you know, was the one that was born by the daughter of, was born through Hagar. And she was born, she gave a son, Ishmael. And now Hagar and the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bear unto Abraham. That's how it's listed. These are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael. And so we have a catalog of the sons given, who were the ones, the 12 princes, as they are called down in verse 16. They're heads of families. And these eventually will become nations. The Arab nation comes from this. These people lived in a certain geographical area. They stayed right around their own tree, I suppose, the home place, as it were, and continued to grow. The 12 sons are read here. So Ishmael will have 12 sons, and also later on, Jacob is going to have 12 sons. That's the number of government. So a nation is going to be built up by the sons of Ishmael. And that's today the Arabs or Arabia. This is where these this group comes from. And they are going to be a prosperous people as well. They have tents. And they have towns and cattle, and they are strong in war, and they have great strength. They have fruit trees, and all of this is brought on because of Abraham. They have wealth and riches and their houses. Now, this young man, he's not a young man at all. He had lived a long time. And the Lord has blessed him. He, according to verse 17, is 137 years old. And it shows that Abraham was indeed blessed. Whoever, all of his seed was blessed. And Abraham had said to the Lord, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee," when the Lord told him that he was going to have a son. Abraham was willing to count this one to be the one to receive the blessings. But the Lord blessed him anyway. He said, "No, Abraham, you're going to have a son of your own. And he will come from Sarah." So he was blessed mightily by the Lord. And the next part of Scripture we see, skipping down through the great list of the sons. It goes back now in verse 19, that's 12 through 18. He gives the account of the sons of Ishmael, and now going back to the generations of Isaac. And he is called in verse 19, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. Notice how clearly the genealogy is related for us to see who it was and how the Lord indeed was going to bless and what he was going to give him, how he had come to the place where he was. The generation of Isaac. Isaac being that old when he got a... And of course, I'm not saying it's very old that he is 40 years old. I'm saying that 40 years is an unusual number of years for one's father to choose a bride for him. And so he does. There is no indication that he chose a bride for Ishmael, but he chose a bride for Isaac. And Isaac was pleased with the one that his father had chosen for him. And as time went on, the wife of Isaac, Rebekah, is going to have a child. And verse 22 of Genesis chapter 25 says, "And the children struggled together within her." They struggled together within her. So they are already fighting before they are born. And he had, of course, to pray to the Lord for her, that the Lord would give them a child. And the Lord heard his prayer, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Well, you know, the scriptures also tell us why this was going on and what the future was. Only the Lord could know. And as verse 22 said, the children struggled together within her. And she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. So she was able to communicate with the Lord in her prayer, calling out to the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." Only the Lord, seeing the future. See, nothing is unfolding before God, because all things are all at once naked and open unto his eyes. Because he is the great God, there is none like him. And he is the God of who sees in the dark. He sees yesterday, and he sees tomorrow. The eternal present God, eternally present God. That's who he is. And so he knows of what's going to happen concerning these two boys that are in her. Two nations to be born. They're twins. And verse 25, it says of in Genesis 25, "The first came out red all over, like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau." So here is the firstborn son who was born with the hair on his body, all over his body. "And after that came out his brother, and his hand took hold of the older brother's heel, and his name was called Jacob." And now this Jacob means heel snatcher, supplanter. So he was trying to trip his brother up before he was born. He said, "But that was just a baby." Well, the Lord, by the name that is given here, and by what the Lord had said, the Lord knew the character of this child. "And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents." But there is a part that says, "Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob." And there was division there in that home. Father, we ask for your blessings again upon the message today. Help us, I ask, in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. May the Lord bless you.